We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
John Mowad, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. So all those movies that Selena just mentioned were, big movies, blockbusters. Mm-hmm. Everybody had fun watching them. But this week, in these trying times, you just told me about a movie. I said, what? I usually see the previews or something. There's a big movie's coming out today. Nothing to support it.
Right. We're talking about the movie Kajillionaire. Kevin and Selena. It's rated R. Stars Evan Rachel Wood, Gina Rodriguez, Richard Jenkins, Deborah Winger. And it's a really interesting film. And Kevin, the reason that you're not seeing any of these promotions or any of this advertising is because that all costs money. And the producers are right now aren't willing to spend that money with, like, as they see it, very little chance of being able to recoup even the budget of the film, let alone all that extra money that they spend advertising the film to try to get people into theater. So they're really caught between a couple of tough places here, and it's going to be interesting moving forward to see how the box office responds to people still having kind of a fear of getting into movie theaters.
That is really interesting because Hollywood is now sort of going the route of any regular company cutting back on the advertising in a business that really needs advertising.
That's exactly right. And it makes up a large portion of their movie budget. So, it's something that Larry and I learned when we actually wrote and produced our own film, and in the film, we had to do advertising on the film. We had to create a budget for the actual production of the film. But then additional costs come in, getting the film to market, promoting the film itself. And when there's no guarantee, and there really isn't ever a guarantee, but right now with these times, with the box office numbers being less than 20% of what they were a year ago today, it's really difficult for these producers to try to recoup their money because you got a one-shot deal. You've got one chance to try to get this money back. Now there's some ancillary avenues that they can take in the coming months and years, but this is it. This is the big pop that they hope to recoup their money, and it's all about money. So it's really difficult. And what's interesting is this movie, Kajillionaire, is a really good movie. Kevin, we talk a lot about how sometimes movies don't have the same, nothing new. It's always sort of the same couple of topics or plot lines. Well, this is a different type of film, and the acting is incredible. If anybody's familiar with the director, writer, Miranda July, she's incredible, and she does things that are quirky and weird, but they're poignant and touching, and this movie has all that. So it's a really good movie. Just who's going to know about it? How do we get the word out? How do people get into the theaters and hopefully spread with word of mouth to get more people to go to the movies? It's a difficult time.
I have to ask about Deborah Winger because the reason I have cowboy boots on now and every day is because of Deborah Winger and the movie Urban Cowboy. By the way, at the end of Urban Cowboy, when they go off together happily ever after, nobody believed that. They had the worst relationship ever. But how is it? Yeah. Can you talk about her performance a little bit? What kind of part she plays?
Yeah, it's really incredible. She's almost unrecognizable. Of course, what Urban Cowboy was maybe 40 years ago now.
All right, whatever.
Almost 40 years ago. She's incredible, though. She's able to play this character, and it's interesting. Her and Richard Jenkins are parents, and they live on the con. So their whole life consists of ripping people off, basically. And they don't live very well. They're not really all that good at it. But they have a daughter, and the daughter, Evan Rachel Wood, her name's Old Dolio. That's her real name, Old Dolio. And there's a reason for that name, and it was due to a con that they tried to pull 25 years ago. So what Deborah Winger is able to do is transform herself into this character that's weird and quirky. And the movie itself is weird, quirky, but at the end there's a con that you really don't see coming. And it's such an interesting twist, but she's a real professional, and you can see it here, along with Richard Jenkins. They're great. Gina Rodriguez is really interesting character, too, who comes into this family, and you think there's a con being set up somewhere, and there is. You just don't see it coming. And so it makes it for a really interesting film. It's rated R.
Rated R, spelled Kajillion. How do you spell that? K-A-J-I-L-L-I-O-N. A-I-R-E.
Something I've always aspired to be was a
kajillionaire. Everybody does. This is another interesting movie because, as you mentioned, Miranda July is the director. Mm-hmm. Not many female directors in Hollywood, and this one got her budget cut.
Writer, that's right. And that's what's happening across the industry. And so you have movies, Kevin, like a lot of people were kind of waiting and holding out for movies like Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson, the Marvel film. But this week, they announced that that's getting pushed back to 2021 in May. So right now, we're all hoping that there's a movie coming out called A Time to Die. And that's Daniel Craig as James Bond. And that's supposed to come out on November 20th. If that movie can stay put, then that'll sort of become a tentpole for the rest of these films. And hopefully a decent holiday movie market will follow after that. But if A Time to Die chooses to move into next year as well, we're going to have some real problems on keeping, you know, this movie industry.
It's just like anything else,
alive.
Football or schools or anything like that. Everything's gets a little bit of an opening and then pulls back. So it'll be very interesting.
Right.
John Mowat on movies. And you're exactly right. 40 years ago since Urban Cowboy was released, 1980. So there you go. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the movies.
Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.